Top Shmuel, you want to learn some halacha with me?
Yes.
Okay. So the mitzvah for a person, an erev chag, every erev chag, erev Pesach, erev Shavuot, erev Sukkot, to take a haircut. Okay, the mitzvah. I'm recording. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, take a haircut. Okay, and you now to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed and on, or shave your beard or something on Chol HaMoed. That's two. You have to do a dafka before the chag. Okay. Now, if someone now he came out of jail and he didn't have an opportunity to take a haircut to shave his beard or whatever, he fixed himself up before the chag, then, or even if he got out of jail right before Yom Tov, and every Yom Tov he didn't have an opportunity to fix up himself, he's allowed to do it on Yom Tov, but he should do it, not go to a barber shop in the middle of the street. Do it privately at home. אני רוצה בגלל סורים, כן. מותר לנשים להסתרק ולהתאפר ולעשות כל צורכי היופי בכל המועד. Women are allowed to fix their hair on כל המועד, put a makeup on כל המועד, אין בעיה. No problem. They're even allowed, if they take off hairs in the parts of the body, they're allowed to like wax, whatever it's called, waxing, or whatever it's called, they're allowed to do it on כל המועד. But not to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Not to get a hairdo. Chol HaMoed cut. Just to fix it, yeah, but not to cut it. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. But you're not allowed to. According to the Ramah, you're not allowed to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. Unless it's for a woman who's going to the mikveh. Or when Mashiach comes on Hashem, when we go to the mikveh, to purify ourselves from all our contaminations, we have to cut our nails, then we're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. There are hairs where also a man is allowed to cut on Chol HaMoed, the mustache. The mustache, if it bothers him to eat, he's allowed to cut it on Chol HaMoed. Now, you're not allowed to do laundry, even for Chol HaMoed, okay? Unless you did all the laundry for Chol HaMoed, and you have one shirt, and it got all dirty. Now, what are you going to do? Then you're allowed to do it. Or kids' clothing, all dirty. What are you going to do? You don't have another more clothing for the kids. Or diapers they used to wash. Remember you used to wash diapers? So also that. So those kind of things. Of course you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed. But if you have what to wear, you're not allowed to wash anything on Chol HaMoed. Even when you're washing something in the washing machine on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to put in the washing machine only the things which you need. But you have to do it privately. What does that mean? Not to hang it outside. To hang it inside. Okay, you're allowed to iron on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed. Or for the chag, which is after Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do in the garden. If you have a garden with plants, you can't do things which are not necessary for the living of the plant. For example, sowing. You have to sow. You can sow afterwards, right? Or planting, or fertilizing, or taking out the bad weeds. Nothing will happen if you wait 1 week. Okay? But watering, you're allowed to water. Watering, some plants need watering once a week, twice a week, whatever it is. You're allowed to do it at Chol HaMoed. If you have a field and you want to pesticide on the fruit so the bugs don't come to eat it, okay? So, not to do it at Chol HaMoed. Do it either before Chol HaMoed or after Chol HaMoed, unless there's a certain, now suddenly a special attack from this special bug that's coming around. Now you have to put this spray. If you don't put it, so you have a problem. Kitzum. So then you'll be able to do it because it's called Melech Davar Aved. You're going to lose your stuff. By the way, that was the guy from England.
Okay.
He said he knew. Someone told him. And he said, next time you're not supposed to say. He said, it wasn't from you, but we found out. But you're not supposed to say if the person doesn't know, unless it's a boy. If it's a boy, then yes. Why? He said, Kaddish. If it's a girl, better to wait a month. And then it turns out it's a shiva only for 1 week. Only for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Now, she found out anyways from someone else to inform them. They said it's a shiva. She hasn't spoken to him, the man, in 9 years. He has no picture with it. Yeah. So. Now, if you want to harvest your fruit, pick your fruit, or your vegetables, on Chol HaMoed, you gotta do it for Chol HaMoed, only for Chol HaMoed, And you don't have to do it exactly by the tomatoes you're going to use or the fruit they're going to use. You throw more or less what you need. If it's left over, it's not a problem. You didn't pick for leaving over. It's not a problem to leave over. You pick whatever you need. Okay? But if you have a situation that if you don't pick these fruit right now, either they're going to go bad, or there's thieves around here, you heard that there's a gang coming around, now they're going to take all your stuff, or it's supposed to be a heat wave and they're all going to fall off, or something like that, or a storm, and they're all going to fall off. So what are you going to do? Then you're allowed to pick them on Chol HaMoed. Okay. You better put them in the refrigerator, Akor B'Sedel. It's better not to move on Chol HaMoed at all. If you live in a certain place, to move an apartment from one apartment to the other, it's better not to move. If it's in the same building, it's more lenient. From one apartment to the other apartment, but if it's from city to city, from neighborhood to neighborhood, it's a baya. It's in one neighborhood, fine. No. But if it's Amash, but if you have to leave the apartment, and if you don't leave, you're going to be fined, get a fine, you're going to be punished, you get to pay a lot of money, then you're allowed to leave, even if it's a different city, and Chol HaMoed. So, it's assumed to sell in a store on Chol HaMoed. Soon we'll see which store. Why is it assumed to sell in a store? Because when you sell in a store, you're not protecting something which you have. You gain money and then you're protecting it and you don't want to lose it. You're not preventing yourself from losing. You just can't. Preventing yourself from earning. It's not a good excuse to go and sit in a store on the Chag, unless, let's say there's a one-day sale. So, Seder. Let it do that. No, but if he has certain merchandise, which if he doesn't sell on Chol HaMoed, he will lose. The worth goes down. After a week, the worth goes down. It's not worth anything. Then you're allowed to sell on the Chol HaMoed. Okay? Like matzah. Right? Matzah right after Pesach is worth half the price. Like a lulav and eslik. As the chag goes on, it goes lower and lower. Oh, now, regarding a customer, a person who's buying, he has to buy the furniture and clothing, the household stuff, only what you need for Chol HaMoed. Only what you need for Chol HaMoed, unless there's a one-day yarid, what's it called? Like a
sale.
Like a place where there's a lot of stores, open one day, a lot of
bazaar.
Can, but for one day. Like people come, you rent the table and they sell things. And one day thing, then you're allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed because you're allowed to buy, you're allowed to sell over there.
Like flea market.
Okay, one day?
Yes.
So then you're allowed to buy and sell on Chol HaMoed.
Yeah, they have them around King George.
Okay, they have
Agrippa,
they put bustos, yeah. Now, things which you need for Chol HaMoed, of course you're allowed to buy in Chol HaMoed and you're allowed to sell on Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to buy and sell chicken and fish and bread and everything. Makolet, you're allowed to have open a Chol HaMoed and to sell and everything because it's for Chol HaMoed and for Yom Tov. But a furniture store, you don't need to open it. You're not allowed to open a Chol HaMoed. Now you're going and you see a guy selling this car, you call him, how much does it cost? Amazing price. And you know, if you're not going to hop it now, someone else getting it. You're allowed to buy a Chol HaMoed. If it's something that you know, if you don't get it, you lose it, and there's nothing else like it, you're allowed to buy in Chol HaMoed. Three more halachas. Yeah. You're allowed, as a one-time thing, to exchange dollars, shekels, dollars, to exchange money, right? But not as something permanent that you work at. You can't go to exchange place, you can't have your own exchange place to open it in Chol HaMoed. But if you go to his house and he gives it for one time, but as long as he doesn't make a calculation on paper and on a computer, he does it by Z. Okay, not on computer, not on paper. You could do it with the, remember those?
Abacus.
Yeah.
Or a slide rule.
Yeah, there's ways to do it like we used to in the olden days. Now, going to the bank and putting in money and taking out money, if it's by you have to write because of it, not to do the Chol HaMoed, unless you need the money for Yom Tov itself. If you need the money for Yom Tov itself, then you're allowed to also write for Yom Tov. Today we have machines. You don't talk to anyone. You put the check in the machine, it eats it up. You pull out money, you put in money, you don't know how the bank looks. Though. Only if you want to take a loan or something. No, it's a tool to move around merchandise from one place to the other. It doesn't look like for Chol HaMoed. It's crazy Chol HaMoed. But if you're afraid it's going to get lost, people are going to steal it, whatever, it's not in a safe place. You're allowed to do it, but it's better to do it, like, say, in hours with people not in the streets. Do it at night. Better. If you can't do it then, only in this dangerous place, whatever, only during the day, you're allowed to do it during the day. So, a few more minutes. Yeah. Let's do Bhuti Shalom.